speculation in the book that President, talking about presidents, President Eisenhower met an alien.
In 1954, the story goes, according to a man called Gerald Light, who subsequently wrote a report about it, Eisenhower was spirited away during a vacation in Palm Springs in California one night, and actually was taken to a hangar at what was then called Muroc Air Force Base, where he was shown a number of extraterrestrial vehicles. Now, that's a wild story, but it's interesting that Gordon Cooper, the astronaut and ex-pilot, ex-Air Force pilot, who himself has chased flying saucers, metallic flying discs, when he was back in 1951, when he was in Germany, he's confirmed that when he was director of the flight test school at Edwards Air Force Base, which used to be called Muroc, where Eisenhower is alleged to have met these beings, he says that a flying saucer actually landed outside the base and was filmed by one of his camera crews. He didn't see the flying saucer land, but he's seen the film, and he said it was absolutely the real thing.
Government's getting very touchy about this, obviously, and very sensitive.
But understandably.
For the reasons that we've underlined.
It is highly embarrassing to have to admit even some of these facts. And the admission of just a part of what is going on here is going to open the floodgates, precisely. It's going to lead to a deluge of embarrassing
questions.
So
people like yourself, like Bob Exler, like Lazar, Bob Lazar, and he's given you a lot of information. These guys who are physicists and ex-NASA scientists who've given you a lot of information for this book. The government won't be very pleased with them, the US government, will it? Have they had serious threat to their lives?
Certainly. Bob Lazar was threatened when he first made public disclosure, but quite anonymously, by the way. I mean, but his voice could be heard, but his face was blacked out. Back in March of 1989, he was threatened over the telephone. His wife was threatened. He was shot at. He nearly had a very serious accident because his back tire and back brake were...
They were just trying to get him to back off.
Yes. Mm. But he says that now he's come out with the information, there's really very, very little they can do except deny it if faced with deluge of questions.
So are you starting this process?
I like to think that I'm a part of it. I'm calling their bluff. We keep getting these intimations from authorities that they're going to release information. This has happened about two or three times in the past.
People like you pressing and putting pressure on.
Well, I hope it will facilitate the release of information at a public level by the sort of stuff that's in my book.
I hope so, anyway. Do you think it'll all come out by the year 2000?
I sincerely hope so. I'm not a prophet, though.
Well, Tim, good. Thanks for coming in tonight.